Any other thoughts? So the motion, this is hopefully related to the motion. The motion is before you to accept amendment of the budget to buy these pieces of software and subscriptions. I do have one specific question. I think I asked Steve this. Levi, maybe I'll ask you, and maybe Justin or Tom, you can fill it. I'm not a fan, I know this is where we're going, I'm not a fan of subscription pricing for software. You know, I kind of feel like I buy a piece of software and I should be allowed to use it until I'm not happy with it, and if I want to buy a new one, I will. What if we decide we're not going to pay the subscription? The software we have seems to be working fine. We paid the subscription 3 or 4 years. We don't seem to get more functionality or new features or anything else. Maybe we get bug fixes. I hate to pay a subscription for somebody to fix their bugs. But what if, do you guys know, what if we just decide to not pay the subscription fee and just use the software we have? Is there a time bomb in there that says, oh, it's not going to work anymore? This is not a critical item for adopting this change. I think it's more of a question we should remember to ask 3 or 4 years from now.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not, I wasn't present if and when that question was asked. I do know that we do own the data, so that if we were to walk away, it's not like we're losing all the data. The data will still be there.
We just have to find another program that would ingest that data.
Yeah, because in the background, it's all spreadsheets and tables.
Yeah. Is it Excel spreadsheets?
But it's probably the
proprietary
details.
Format.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, that's not critical for tonight's decision. Yeah. I think it's something to ask in 3 or 4 years and say, "Is people, you know, what if we like it, but we don't like it at $18,000 a year? We're not getting $18,000 a year of value out of updates."
That's why I asked if it's a locked-in contract, mm-hmm. you know. But if you don't like it, you just cancel it. But everything's going to it. You know, QuickBooks, you got to pay the cloud on there, software to do it.
Even Campbell Scientific, my career at Campbell Scientific, we never did that, but they're going to that. Yeah. Okay. So. Any other thoughts or comments, questions for council discussion? All right. Seeing head nods, I'm going to ask if anyone objects to voting on this budget amendment. Hearing no objection, Cheryl, can you call the roll for us, please? Resolution 2530.
Councilmember Larson, what is your vote?
In favor.
Councilmember Sweeten?
In favor.
Councilmember Mann?
In favor.
Councilmember Mansell?
In favor.
Thank you.
Four in favor, none opposed. So thank you for being part of the discussion, staff, and thank you for the discussion, council. Okay. Should we just press right on through to the end?
No.
Okay.
Is
there any objection to, let's say, taking a recess and coming back in session at 8:20? Let's shoot course. Okay. Thank you, Eric.
It's a hard thing to explain the whole balance.